Welcome to Remedy and Rhyme, a space where poetry meets the wise power of plants. I'm your host, Kimberly Kling of Joyful Roots. Each episode begins with a poem, a soul offering inspired by a single herb. From there, we will follow the thread of the plant's deeper wisdom, exploring what it reveals to the heart, how it invites us into greater awareness, and how we might welcome that into our own lives. Then we ground that insight with simple ways to work with the herb in your everyday life rhythms. So whether you're here for poetry, the plant stories, or the space in between, I'm so grateful that you've joined me. This podcast is for educational and inspirational purposes only. I am not a medical doctor or a licensed health professional, and nothing shared here is intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. The information provided has not been evaluated by the FDA. Herbs are powerful allies, but not without personality. If you experience an allergic reaction or discomfort from any herb mentioned, please stop using it immediately. Also, if you are taking medications, please check with your doctor about potential herb-drug interactions. Most importantly, you and you alone are the steward of your own body. What you choose to consume, apply, or integrate is entirely up to you. This podcast is about health empowerment. Listen with curiosity and always honor your body's wisdom. Well, I am so happy to be here recording episode one today. This has been a long time coming and I can't wait to get started. So let's jump in. All right, so this is a poem that I wrote called Gather Your Herbs. Gather your herbs, gather your knowledge, relearn the old ways, uncover the new. The world is in need of the herbalist now. That's why she's gathering so many of you. Baskets in hand, offerings in pocket, with each step you take, you cherish and care. For the land is listening, the plant kin are guiding, the waters are calling, and so is the air. Medicine weighs, laid slumbering still, under her belly, waiting to rise. As humans rekindle a lineage of legacy, red threads of health that lay deep inside. Observing the patterns, hearing the whispers of plant kin and fauna, our ancestors too. The signatures surround us. We inhale and drink in, resurrecting memories of recipes brewed. So gather your herbs, gather your friends, gather together what you've known all along. The flowers are singing. They're calling us closer to remember the notes of the medicine song. A while back, I was listening to an Herb Rally podcast with Rosemary Gladstar, who's dubbed the fairy grandmother of herbalism, and her words sparked the poem that I just read. This podcast idea has been brewing in my mind for a couple of years now. It's been slowly maturing until the time feels right, and I think that now is the time. So I'm thrilled to be embarking on this journey of exploring herbalism through the lens of both plants and poetry. So I'm planning to have each episode open with a poem that connects to the featured plant or topic in some way. And I'm excited to share some of my own poetry as well as gather submissions from the community at large. So if you all would like to send any of your poems that have a specific plant mentioned in them my way, I would love to sift through them and see if some of them may work for a specific episode. And who knows, eventually I may also have guests on the podcast. It just feels like in my life right now, where I'm at, that I kind of need to have it be a solo episode, but in the future, I am definitely going to be open to that as well. So as the episode continues, after we start with a poem, we'll dive into the world of that featured herb. We'll talk about reflections that we can take with us that are related to that specific plant, as well as some of its characteristics, benefits, remedies, and ways in which we can bring that particular herb into our lives. So my hope is that each episode is going to begin to weave together a rich, flavorful story of the plant that we're coming to know more deeply. I'm so inspired by the unique presence and deep wisdom that each plant has to offer us. So I'm really looking forward to getting to know our herbal plant allies on a deeper level. I think this podcast probably couldn't come at a better time because it seems sometimes like the world is falling into chaos around us, and many of us are finding that our nervous systems are on edge and our bodies are falling into resonance with a frequency that kind of just feels off. But at the same time, so many of us are recognizing that the earth in all her majesty and glory is a place that we can come tune back in and reset that frequency to find more inner calm, peace, and a loving embrace. So we can regulate through her. There's something that's so sacred about finding our place in this incredible home, something that many of us have lost along the way, but we are coming back to now. Many of us are feeling this call to come home to a place inside ourselves that is more connected with the living world. And we know in our bones that either something is missing from our lives or that we feel so much more whole when we're living in closer tune with the earth. I think poetry can be a portal into a connection to that living world. So many of us have favorite poets who weave nature and words together to touch our hearts, like Mary Oliver, Wendell Berry, Rumi, Robert Frost, just to name a few. We see nature as in us, and these themes that reverberate through the natural world are the same themes that reverberate through our own lives. As Rumi writes, "The sky is a whole, the earth is a whole, and between the two we are whole. We are the bridge between heaven and earth, a vessel for the divine essence." There's something really spectacular that happens when we build relationships with the living world around us. We start to come home to ourselves. We recognize that we are nature. Our worldview begins to change. We may begin to take different actions, to feel differently, to prioritize different things in our lives. And recognizing ourselves as nature can evoke feelings of awe and gratitude. It can foster a deeper appreciation for the world around us. Our goals may start to pivot to align with collective well-being, fostering a mindset that includes future generations in our decisions. It changes how we interact with the world. Our focus might begin to shift from one of domination to co-creation, or from scarcity to abundance, or maybe from separation to unity. And it's an invitation to live not just as a visitor on this planet, but as an integral, compassionate, and responsible part of the whole. For a lot of us, plants are also a gateway into this connection to the earth. So we might grow gardens or wildcraft or forage. We might take a hike in the forest and tend to houseplants, or maybe we cook amazing food and colorful meals. Maybe making herbal tea is what connects us. These are all activities that bring us closer to the plant kingdom and fill our spirits at the same time. This journey of reconnection through both poetry and plants is at the heart of why I'm embarking on this podcast adventure, because together I want to explore how poetry can inspire us and how a deeper understanding of herbs can help us reconnect with ourselves, nature, and nurture our families, strengthen our communities, and harmonize with our planet. I believe the world needs more herbalists. You don't have to be a clinical herbalist or work professionally in the field of herbalism to become an herbalist in your own life or to bring holistic well-being into your family. An herbalist is someone who works with herbs to heal themselves or the people around them. It's as simple as that. It seems like more and more of us are falling through the cracks of our modern medical system, and that's not to say that there isn't a place for that type of medicine. It can be necessary, especially in crisis situations. But more and more of us are also turning to the plants and the fungi realm to help us on our paths of healing, or maybe more simply, but just as profoundly, we're keeping our families resilient and healthy with kitchen remedies and herbal home first aid. Plants are medicine of the people, and their gifts belong to all of us. Their healing power really runs deep when we cultivate a relationship with these more than human kin. That's why I'm so excited to share this podcast with you. I'm passionate about helping more of the world develop a deeper connection to nourishing both our bodies and our souls through the relationship that we build with our herbal allies and the natural world. So I'm excited to begin this journey together. If you would like to submit a poem to be considered for one of the future podcast episodes, please email that to kim@joyfulroots.com. And in the subject of the email, you can put that it is a poetry submission for Remedy and Rhyme. That would be helpful and wonderful, and I can't wait to hear from you. If you appreciate what I'm doing here with this podcast and would like to help support all future endeavors, you can do that a few ways. First and foremost, if you're able to rate and review the podcast in whatever platform you are listening to this, those positive ratings and reviews help us get in front of more people. You can also join our Remedy and Rhyme Patreon page, which is available at patreon.com/joyfulroots. You'll find all sorts of goodies there, including plant stories, recipes, and more. There is a free membership, but if you are able to help support the podcast via any sort of monetary donation, that is super appreciated. This episode is also brought to you in part by my favorite matcha on the planet, Posana Matcha. It's certified organic, third-party tested to ensure that it's free of heavy metals. It's pure, safe, and absolutely delicious. I love indulging in this every day. It's a single-origin matcha that's grown in the lush fields of Shizuoka, Japan. And honestly, it's the only matcha that I reach for anymore. So when you use my code JOYFULROOTS, that's JOYFULROOTS, at checkout on Posana's website, you'll get 10% off your order, and you'll be supporting this podcast through the small affiliate commission that I receive, which helps to me to continue creating this empowering herbal content just for you. You can find the link in the show notes or head to posana.net, that's posana.net. and use the coupon code JOYFULROOTS at checkout for 10% off your order. I'd like to give thanks for the music in the intro and the outro that is called Bedtime After a Coffee by Ikun Baradine on Chosik. I'd like to give immense thanks to my family for supporting me in this herbal journey, and for all of my friends and community who have also been so supportive. I'd like to give a shout out to all of the other herbalists who have influenced me. There are really just too many to name, but I'm so appreciative. And of course, my deepest gratitude goes to our plant allies who have honestly taught me more than I could have ever imagined. I'll see you in the next episode.